Hello, everyone. I crossed paths with the author of a deeply disturbing topic out of Lagos, Nigeria. Despite its graphic nature, it has a powerful message. I stumbled upon this article recently that was written and shared on Quora by Valentina Kalu. Ms. Kalu received her information from an undisclosed news outlet. I also followed up on the story via checking out more recent articles such as Premium Times. I'm unsure as how Ms. Kalu is connected to the victim. My objective is to expose the disgusting males involved. I won't even call them men since it's not deserved. I cannot believe that this horrendous act on this young woman took place in a church. Of all places, a church? These criminals blew out the candle way too early on a young, beautiful 23-year-old woman. Her name was Vera Uwela Omozuwa. Forgive my mispronunciations. And she was reading in her local church. While Vera was studying, she was approached by multiple males, raped repeatedly, and left for dead. In honor of Vera's life that was taken way too soon, I'm sharing what these savages did to her. There is nothing on this earth that she could have possibly done to deserve this form of mistreatment. It's an absolute abomination of the most epic proportions to place any form of blame on Vera. It has been reported that Vera was the model student, daughter, sibling, granddaughter, or friend any person could ask for in this world. Vera was kind, beautiful, and had ambitious aspirations of becoming a nurse. According to a CNN article, Vera was studying microbiology at the University of Benin. Additionally, Vera was taking theology courses at the Redeemed Christian Church of God in Edo State. Vera also had aspirations of becoming a minister. She would go to the church during the weekday to avoid distractions from her siblings while she was studying. It was ironic that she was killed in a location where she sought peace. After all, she had a caregiver personality that was known within her community. It is reported that Vera was gang raped by multiple males against her will. Vera was raped and beaten viciously and repeatedly struck by a fire extinguisher during the attack and left for dead. The atrocious assault happened on May 13, 2020, in Lagos, Nigeria, in her church. Vera was discovered and brought to the hospital to save her life. Despite efforts to save her, she lost her life 18 days later after the attack on May 31st, 2020. Her poor body was exhausted from the vicious assault, the excruciating pain, the massive blood loss, and the major bruising and damage done to her body by the assailants. One could only imagine the horrendous thoughts and fear she had in her heart before she lost consciousness. Vera's was both lo has both local and now international groups of people rallying for justice on Vera's behalf. Despite the large span of attention, those males guilty of Vera's death claim that she was the one to blame. Can you believe that nonsense? They should just keep their mouths shut, since it's not a good look. Vera was a quiet soul and occupied her free time with reading. She would read at the local church. According to these fools who killed her, she should have stayed home because of the COVID-19 lockdown. To make matters even worse, they claim she should have not struggled during the rape. There was even a claim that she enjoyed the gang rape. What? I thought I heard the worst garbage on the planet come from the lips of American men. American men are now angels compared to these ignorant fools. These ignorant males are the reason why their own population of women do not feel safe, if your own women do not feel safe within their society, what are you doing it to fix it, males? They are the absolute bottom feeders of their society and to the entire world. There is a saying in construction, the best part of these idiots drip down their daddy's leg. These fools cannot be saved by their own ignorance and need the death penalty. What an absolute waste of life, space, and breath. These males need to go back to hell where they came from. Now, I've shared some photos, a variety of photos of the various murder suspects that they decide to boldly post some nonsense on Facebook or social media. So go check that out on the post. According to one assailant male by the name of Richard Shigbo, since schools are currently closed, Vera should not have been reading. I gather that Richard does nothing extra to improve himself when the school system is closed. Not everyone wants to do the bare minimum like you, dick. Just when any American woman feels oppressed, take a look at the other nations, such as Nigeria. I would like to think that not all Nigerian males speak like Richard. According to another one of the assailants named Wisdom Shigazi, Vera shouldn't have resisted, and she should have begged them to go one at a time and just let them rape her. This has got to be the craziest garbage uttered by males that I have ever heard. Yes, I understand that there'll be cultural differences. However, this is just callous and disgusting behavior. I'm pleased to share that at least one of the rapists have been arrested. This arrest came right after the discovery of the murder weapon and fingerprints that were pulled from off the fire extinguisher. The Nigerian police have reported a commitment to step up their efforts into pursuing suspects of gender-based violent crimes. Vera lives in a country where about 25% of the women in the population, under the age of 18 years old, endure violence. University of Benin students were protesting and using the hashtags #JusticeForUwa and #SayNoToRapists in honor of Vera. I'm now putting these two hashtags in my group at the bottom of each post. Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari called Omozawu's killing a barbaric act and offered his deepest condolences to Vera's family. Meanwhile, Amnesty International representative Osai Ohiho speaks of the rape culture in Nigeria. No matter where you are in Nigeria, in the north or south, in the city or rural, Christian or Muslim, every woman and girl is at risk of rape. Nowhere is safe or immune to this violent crime against women, Ohiho said. I see that the Nigerian government is being pressured to treat this rape/murder and many other cases as a national crisis on rape. Additionally, this case received international interest, so they were forced to get involved and send out their Beninan homicide experts to find the suspects. I personally like that they were forced to take this case seriously and dedicate some resources to solving Vera's murder. I read another news article from Premium Times on August 26, 2020, that gave a list of 6 suspects that are now in custody. It took about 3 months to round them all up after police resources were pulled together. The suspects are the following. I'm going to murder their names. Nelson Agobor, Akatu Valentine, Tina Samuel, Mary Aid, Nosa Osaboan, and Collins Ulugbi. It is also reported that the suspects have made confessional statements. As of now, I have not found any further updates. This may be a case that I will look up periodically to see how it evolves within the Nigerian judicial system. However, with confessional statements being made, perhaps the only thing left is to see what will be their due punishments for this heinous crime. Sadly, it appears that this is not an isolated case in Nigeria. There are quite a few girls and women who regularly die at the hands of their male counterparts. Do you know of any updates on this case since August 2020? I am stunned by the ridiculous claims that the males involved in this heinous crime, blaming the victim for not resisting or claiming that she enjoyed it, is just disgusting. They all bring such shame to their families. It is a shame that violence against women is so rampant in societies such as Nigeria. While domestic violence is not eliminated, the judicial system often works rigorously to take violent offenders off the streets here in the U.S. We all can make a difference in our sectors within our societies with each step we take. I am super duper against any form of domestic violence. I have raised my two sons to walk away during conflict and to never put their hands on a woman. My sons will not stand by idle while a woman gets assaulted in their presence either. I am proud to know that there are some other good men in my family and social circle who are against any form of violence against women. I have always believed that men should be free of any forms of violence as well. People should not tolerate any form of violence under their roof. It is when we all expect better, then a better society will evolve over time. I wish for the lovely Vera Uwaila Omozuwa to rest in peace. May her family heal in time and know that Vera is now an angel watching over them. If you wish to, share your thoughts on this murder case. I wish you all a wonderful Saturday and the rest of the weekend. Cheers, Leslie M. Jasper, author and host of the Verbally Disastrous podcast, as well as the audio blog, Verbally Disastrous Podcast, and Construction Tales blog, now alive on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Deezer, Google Podcasts, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, SoundCloud, Spotify, and YouTube. And other platforms include Acast, iHeartRadio, Listen Notes, Overcast, Player FM, Podbeam, Podcast Addict, Podcast Gang, Podcast Chaser, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Thanks for stopping by to listen and catch you on another episode. Take care. You know, man.